His check on stores we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. The Berkshire Taconic Community Foundation has announced the second round of deadlines for competitive grants in the Northeast Dutchess County area for 2019. Regional nonprofits and students are invited to apply for funding during the opening grant cycle, which runs from April through June. You can apply online at berkshiretaconic.org/search grants and berkshiretaconic.org/search scholarship. The 11th Annual Millbrook Literary Festival is going to feature a special lineup of children's programs as part of its day-long celebration of reading, writing, and illustration, along with a variety of literary offerings for adults and children. There'll be workshops, music, picture book readings, and more for the younger crowd. All events will be free and take place at the Millbrook Library. This comes up Saturday, May 18th. Now, books by all authors and illustrators at the festival will be available for purchase. Authors will be signing their books immediately following their program or activity. In addition, many will be in the book tent on the library lawn to sign their work and meet visitors all day. More information of the Millbrook Literary Festival on their website, millbrookliteraryfestival.org. In Norfolk, the Energy Advisory Committee meets at 5 p.m. The Sharon Board of Selectmen have their meeting at 5:30 at Sharon Town Hall. Region 1 Board of Education has a special meeting, 5:30 in Room 133. Board member orientation and review presentations by CABE. The town of Salisbury has their Board of Finance meeting. That'll be at 6:30 at Salisbury Town Hall. On Wednesday, Hotchkiss School instructor Keith Moon, returning to Noble Horizons, teaches annual Russian book series Wednesdays from 2 to 3 p.m., starting tomorrow running through May 15th. Registration at noblehorizons.org. On Wednesday, Board of Assessment Appeals has their special meeting. That'll be at 6 p.m. in Sharon Town Hall. The Town of Salisbury Pope Committee is meeting on Wednesday at 6:30, that at Salisbury Town Hall. Also on Wednesday in Dover, it is the Town Board regular meeting that begins at 6:30 at Town Hall. ABC Committee meeting of Region 1 having a meeting at 7 o'clock at the Central Office Conference Room on Wednesday. On Thursday, the Planning and Zoning Commission in Falls Village has a meeting set for 7 p.m. The Falls Village Children's Theater presents Irving Berlin's Annie, Get Your Gun, Friday the 29th, Saturday the 30th, and Sunday the 31st at Housatonic Valley Regional High School in Falls Village, Connecticut. More information and tickets on the web, fvct.org. The music director is Michael Berkeley. The Norfolk Lions Club holding its annual pancake breakfast on Saturday from 8 until 10:30 at the Boutel School. Pancakes, eggs, bacon, and more, $6 per adult, $3 for kids under 12 years old. Proceeds benefit scholarships for local students. The Town of Dover Recreation Department is holding an informational meeting on Saturday discussing the summer production of The Addams Family. They'll meet at 10 a.m. at the Recreation Office at Boyce Park. The six-week program is open to any student age 7 to 18. The most used four-letter word in history lately is wall. That's right. David Fry's book, Walls, A History of Civilization in Blood and Brick, was not created because of the current controversy over the border wall between the U.S. and Mexico. Fry is an author and historian who teaches ancient and medieval history at Eastern Connecticut State University. He'll speak about his book, Wall, March 30th, 11 a.m. at Noble Horizons. Earth Scroll Open House, an indoor walking tour through the seasons, hosted by the Taconic Grange No. 100. Donations to the Grange are accepted but not required. Deborah Tyler, farmer, artist, and earth justice advocate in Granger. Deborah's 50-foot Earth Scroll is a multi-faith, globally-based block and leaf print chronicling the solar seasons, signs of the zodiac, rising and falling tides in accordance with the lunar phases, terminology in the natural world and numerous belief systems, and calligraphy in Hebrew, Greek, Arabic, and Chinese. It'll be at the Grange Hall, Dunbar Road in Sharon, Connecticut this Saturday, 1 until 3 p.m. Refreshments will be locally sourced, including fair trade organic coffee roasted in Goshen by Coffee, Tea, and etc., Ellsworth Hill Farm Cider, Bantam Bread, and Arusa Farm Cheese. Kent Memorial Library and the Kent Garden Club co-sponsoring a talk on gardening. Local gardening expert Karen Mussolini will present Eco-Friendly Garden Coach Problem-Solving Brainstorm March 30th at 2 p.m. in Town Hall. The talk is open to the public. $5 donation fee will be collected at the door to benefit Kent Memorial Library and the Kent Garden Club. In addition, attendees are asked to bring a packet of seeds for the Kent Seed Library and a chance to win a book photographed by Mussolini. Registration is requested by calling 860-927-3761 or the online calendar at kentmemoriallibrary.org. Taste of the Country fundraiser, wine and beer tasting to support the Housatonic Valley Regional High School International Travel Club and their trip to Europe this summer. Taste wine and beers from local distributors. Enter to win raffle tickets while eating complimentary food. It'll be at Lion Rock Farm on 30 Hosier Road in Sharon, Connecticut on March 30th from 3 until 6 p.m. $40 per ticket. You can purchase tickets online at tasteofthecountry.brownpapertickets.com. And the Interlaken Inn is hosting another Sunday brunch benefit brunch. The Sunday brunch this coming Sunday benefits Salisbury Visiting Nurse Association. It's at the Interlaken this Sunday between 11 and 1. Adults $19.95 per person. Children 10 and under 10. Under 4 are free when accompanied by adults. More information at 860-435-0816 or email jgeiger@salisburyvna.org. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 14.51 to 25,516.83 yesterday. NASDAQ starts today at 7637.54, and the S&P 500 is at 2798.36. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.